The cruise ship Narwhal, all 12 decks of her, towered above the terminal building. With the hull painted white and bright ribbons of red, yellow, and green splashed all over. From a distance, it looked like a giant tropical bird that had inexplicably landed on water. August in Miami was, as usual, 94 degrees with a devilish mix of heat and humidity that made you want to crawl inside a refrigerator. The Nautilus instructions said to be at Terminal B before noon, but it was well past one and the line to enter the building wasn't moving. It was worse than being at an airport, por Dios. Then I remembered that we had no right to complain. After all, we had gotten the cruise for free. I was still scratching my head about the whole thing. It all began when a young woman showed up at Pretty and Pampered, the pet grooming salon where I worked part-time, asking for me. She looked like a teenager, but dressed professionally in a beige suit and introduced herself as a Nautilus representative. I was getting ready to give a summer cut to a standard poodle when she presented me with an embossed envelope and cooed, "Congratulations, Miss Spivey. You've just won 2 cruise tickets to Havana." I was born and raised in Havana. After marrying Nolan in 2008, I had returned many times to visit my grandmother, but never thought of taking a cruise back. And in July 2017, sailing to Cuba was the last thing on my mind. "I've won what?" I asked. The poodle took advantage of my surprise to get away and hide under a chair. "A couple of tickets," the girl chirped, perky as could be. "Aboard the Narwhal, our most popular ship. The cruise is departing on August the 10th. Nautilus Cruise Line had started to offer short cruises that included Cuba in their itineraries, she explained. They were carrying out their biggest ever promotional campaign with many giveaways. I was one of the lucky winners. Cool, eh? What that chick didn't say was how and where I had signed up for the raffle, or whatever it was that I had won.